Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Hello, my name is Nigel. That's Hammer over there with a special guest on the hotline.
Adam Guyette is the president of Accuracy in Media, and he's had boots on the ground. He's been at Columbia this week where all of the protests are taking place.
It's kind of like ground zero for the anti-Semitic pro-Hamas protest is Columbia, New York.
Right. And he joins us now. Adam, how are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Hamas is definitely loving what happens at Columbia.
So take us through what you saw firsthand. You know, you spoke to students because there are some people trying to spin this as, well, what you're seeing isn't just the students, it's some bust-in bad actors. You were there firsthand. What did you see?
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. I've been to that university many times in the past 6 months, and I've been to a lot of other universities as well. I think unquestionably, Columbia is the most anti-Semitic university in America. But this time, for the first time, I saw a lot of people there who were definitely not students. And what does it say about a university when tuition-paying students, they pay like 70 grand a year, are being told to leave the campus for their own safety while out-of-town agitators, adults, sneak on the campus left and right with impunity, no problem at all. It's clearly a university out of control.
And the university administration, what are they doing? How have they responded?
Great question. I saw a video allegedly of one of the administrators explaining tactics to use to get people onto campus who don't belong there. The administrator openly talked about, I think to a hidden camera, that if you slyly slide your ID card to somebody else after they swipe it, you could bring people in that way. That's what the administration is doing. You know, a day before I visited the campus last week, I was at the hearings in Washington on Wednesday when their president testified about how they're handling anti-Semitism. And she said, they try to make it so that the protests are held away from classes so that people are able to learn without being disrupted. It was hard for me to hear her, though, because while she said that, her students were right outside the chambers screaming and shouting and demanding to be let in an overcrowded room. The irony was entirely lost on her, of course.
So, Adam, did you see students openly showing support for Hamas?
Yes, yes. Wow. I hear them say death to Israel. I hear them say death to America. I hear them say all cops are you know what. It's important to understand that, yes, there are plenty of anti-Semites amongst them. But more than anything, these are just people who hate the West. They hate America. They hate Western civilization, and Israel just happens to be on the front lines of that fight. These are overeducated radicals who spent 13 years learning diversity, equity, inclusion garbage in our public schools, and it's for that reason that they want Israel off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who, take the outside agitators out of the equation for a minute. Who is the prototypical anti-Israel protester we're looking for? Are they Americans? Are they, you know, are they rich? Are they, you know, do they even know what, do some of them even know what they're protesting?
Very few of them do, but you've really kind of got two factions. You've got the vehemently anti-Semitic, oftentimes international students who probably should be deported. And these are the people who, you know, send me emails every day saying things like they want to put a Hamas bullet through my head. Nearly every day I'm getting, you know, horrible messages like that from people. I'm getting comments on social media every hour saying vehemently anti-Semitic things. These are generally, from what I see anecdotally, foreign students who really just hate us Jews. Then you've got all of these LGBTQ for Hamas type people who would be thrown off of a building if they tried to have a Pride Month in Gaza. Yes. These are people who hate the West. They don't hate Jews per se. They hate Western civilization.
Adam Guyette is our guest. He's the president of Accuracy in Media. He's been at Columbia this week talking to students. You also had this mobile billboard and a couple U-Haul moving trucks there. What was that?
Well, we use a lot of mobile billboards as part of our anti-Semitism accountability project. For example, we find the names of the student leaders and we buy their domain names, like AmariButler.com, and we set up profile pages explaining their anti-Semitic actions. Then we work with search engine optimization experts, so if you Google them, ours are the first search results. Then we put their names, faces, and domains on the side of a mobile billboard, and it'll say things like, you know, Columbia's leading anti-Semite, and it plays the shame soundbite from Game of Thrones on a loop so that people can know who the anti-Semites are in their community. Last week, we sent our mobile billboard with "It's Moving Day" for the president of the of Columbia University. We sent that along with two U-Haul moving trucks to their president's presidential mansion because she needs to get the heck out of Dodge. It's time for her to resign. She is what is happening on their campus is out of control. She's got to go.
And what's the? I remember talking to you before about this a few months ago. Generally, you've had some response to putting people's faces up on those billboards. They've asked you to take them down and kind of
walk it back.
Yeah,
they've
definitely walked it back.
Well, the responses run the gamut because we get people who say, just kidding, I totally don't hate the Jews. They're actually fine. I would like to have some gefilte fish right now. And we take them off of our billboards. We take down their their web pages. You know, some of them are probably insincere, but still I want to take them at their word. We believe in forgiveness. Other people respond to our mobile billboards with violence. They respond to me with violence, my cameraman with violence. They've bashed our mobile billboards with bricks. They've assaulted me. They've assaulted my cameraman. We now travel with security, and I haven't been spray painted since. They did try to shove me around a bit last week, but our security guys took care of that.
Adam, why is this happening so much predominantly at Ivy League schools on the East Coast? There's a lot of schools on the East Coast, and I'm sure that each university or college has a little faction of anti-Israel, anti-Jew agitators. I get that. But you're not seeing the big Chaz-like occupation at Rutgers like you're seeing at some of these Ivy League schools. Why is it the Ivy League schools?
I think the Ivy League schools get the most attention because they're the Ivies. You know, Harvard is a notable school, but Rutgers, oh my gosh, it is truly one of the most morally reprehensible schools in the country. I say this as somebody who actually grew up 15 minutes away from it in New Jersey. Perhaps the second worst university in America is Berkeley. And along with Berkeley Law, they are truly awful. They're the first campus we went after. In 2022, 12 student organizations there signed a proclamation banning anyone who supports the existence of the State of Israel from speaking at any of their meetings, regardless of the topics they're speaking about. You know, so they were anti-Semitic in higher ed before it was cool. Berkeley Law is truly bad. USC, where they have a special panel that selects the valedictorian based on interviews and other things, they chose a valedictorian who's openly been pro-Hamas and anti-Semitic. So the West Coast, they got plenty of anti-Semitism. You're not giving them enough credit.
And these people that are saying, you know, we want what happened in Israel to happen here with Hamas. I saw a clip of course, she was wearing a mask, but she's saying she wants a Hamas-style attack here in the United States. And I'm thinking to myself, what exactly does she mean exactly what she says? Does she want the rape and the butchering and the killing of American citizens? Is that what they're openly calling for?
You know, it's hard to say because when I ask them questions, they usually respond with expletives.
Yes.
We've started a new project recently where I visit anti-Semitic K-12 educators. And one of them was a gentleman named Ian Golash, who defended what happened on October 7th.
Oh my God.
He's the leader of the Ethnic Studies Department at his high school in Seattle. And I literally asked him that question. You know, I asked him, do you support what happened on October 7th? He said, yes. And I said, the rape and, you know, assault of women at a music festival? And he said, well, I don't like that, but I do support that kind of resistance. And I said, okay, would you like it if they came to America and did that at Bonnaroo or Lollapalooza? And he didn't think that that was a fair question. Precisely a fair question. That's exactly what happened out there. And that's exactly the kind of nonsense that these people want to bring to America.
Adam, last thing here before we let you go. We're watching all this unfold and we're relying on cable news. We're relying on people like you posting things on social media. You have physically been there. The way that we're seeing it Is that a pretty fair representation of what's going on, or is it way worse based on what you've seen with your own eyes?
I think most of the coverage is pretty fair. I think when people talk about these situations being very violent, that's somewhat overstated. They probably would love to be engaging in violence. However, all the Jewish and Israeli kids got out of Dodge for their own safety, so they really haven't had the chance to engage in the sort of violence that some of them might want to do.
Were you able to see Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, today on the campus?
I did not see him. I hope for his sake that he had a lot more security than I bring.
It was a festive atmosphere, to say the least, Adam. If somebody's got questions about what you do, accuracy in media, where can they go?
Our website is aim.org, A-I-M.org. We're active on all of the social media platforms. We love tips, particularly of anti-Semitic educators that we should go visit and put a frown on their face.
Adam Guyette, president of Accuracy in Media. Adam, awesome stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.